of heaven. He is risen.
The light. Heavenly angels have gone back to heaven. Men, get up. They've gone. Get up.
Let's get out of here.
We must tell the governor right away. All of us, on the double.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's the matter with you soldiers? Seen a ghost?
Detail! Halt! What is it, sir?
You act as if you're frightened.
You, step out of formation. Tell this man what we saw and heard. The rest of us will go on at a slower pace. Detail, forward!
Centurion! Centurion!
Detail, halt! What do you want? I'm on my way to the governor's, in a hurry.
The chief priest Caiaphas would like to see you.
I'll be there, after I've reported to the governor.
His highness wants to see you first, before you report to the governor.
But the governor is my commander.
Not on this mission. The governor gave his highness full command, remember?
All right.
Follow me.
Detail, forward.
Now stop. Stop this confusion. Now, Centurion, you tell me what happened at the tomb.
All at once, just before daybreak, a great light came down from heaven. A host of angels it was. They were singing praises to him who was in the tomb. Then, one of the angels rolled away the huge stone as if it were but a pebble. Another angel went inside and loosened the dead one.
Only he wasn't dead. A voice from heaven had raised him from the dead.
Then he came out of the tomb. And, Your Highness, it was the same man who had been laid in the tomb. It was the very same one who was sentenced to be crucified by you and your associates. He was whipped by cruel cords. He was crowned with thorns. You made fun of him. He was resurrected by a voice from heaven. It was the Son of God you crucified. The mighty angel proclaimed him as the Majesty of Heaven, the King of Glory.
But
is that all, Your Highness? Detail!
No, wait!
You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Tell no one, not even the governor, the things you've told us. Scribe, go to the temple treasure room and bring a goodly sum of money. Now, Centurion, give us just a few minutes, and we'll tell you what to say happened at the tomb. Now, Centurion, here is the story we want you and your men to tell. Make sure they do. You are to say that Jesus' disciples came during the night and stole him away while you slept. Understand?
Oh, I understand, Your Highness, but I...
Will this help you understand better?
Your Highness, if we were asleep, how would we know it was the disciples who stole him? And if the disciples had stolen him, you priests would be the first to accuse them. Also, if we slept while on duty, we would be put to death.
Divide all this among yourselves.
You are our commander. Still, if we are tried...
Pilate would not want the resurrection of Jesus known any more than we do. He will cooperate, I promise.
This is true? Every word of it, Governor.
The first place he will come is here, to get even with me. Oh, you may go. Guard, fasten all the doors securely. Post extra guards. Don't let anyone in. Anyone! The soldiers who were guarding Joseph's tomb are here.
Yes, Your Honor. They want to make a report of what happened.
Let them in. I want to hear the truth of what happened, but do not let anyone else in. No one.
While we slept, Your Highness, someone came. We presume it was the disciples and stole away his body.
Thank you, Centurion. Who wants to see me now, guard?
Caiaphas, the high priest, and other temple dignitaries.
Oh, yes, let them in. I think I want to see them. Yes. My soldiers slept on duty. His disciples came and stole away his body while my soldiers slept.
Yes, Governor.
That is exactly the story my centurion told. But I don't believe it. I shall have another talk with him privately. You remain here. I shall be back shortly.
Yes, Governor Pilate, Your Honor.
So my soldiers slept.
That's what they said.
That is what you told them to say.
They told you everything?
The truth this time.
But, Your Honor, surely you... Well, you wouldn't want people to know you condemned an innocent man, would you?
I did not condemn him. You did.
The people think you did. You did have to sign the death warrant.
If I just hadn't listened to you in the first place. I wanted to release him, but you and your co-workers begged me to have him crucified, and I have to let the matter rest as it is. I have no choice.
We will do all we can to cause the people to believe his body was stolen from the tomb. After all, I am their high priest and have a lot of influence and authority.
Oh, yes, yes, Caiaphas. Oh, I'm sure you do and will. Yes, especially when the people know the truth, and the truth always comes out. The truth? You crucified the Son of God, the Son of God. You will have many sleepless nights. There will be no rest for you.
Oh.
For me either.